Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Tezayin, mitzvah 416. As we start Parshas Voeschanan has 12 mitzvos, 8 mitzvos asay and 4 mitzvos los asay. A number of the mitzvos asay in this parsha are very famous mitzvos. We start with a los asay of losis avet, that's today's mitzvah, but then we'll get into yichud Hashem and avas Hashem and Talmud Torah and kriyashma and tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh and mezuzah. Those are some of the major mitzvahs of our faith. Right here, Veschanan is jam-packed in its 12 mitzvahs. So first one today is mitzvah Taf Tezayin, the Isra of Losis Aveh. So, as we know, Veschanan is a repeat of the Aseres HaDibros, but there are many differences between the Aseres HaDibros in Veschanan and the Aseres HaDibros in Yisro. Yisro, most of the mitzvahs were counted. We counted many mitzvahs. More than 10 mitzvahs in the Aseres HaDibros. More than 10, right? And just in the first and second Dibur, there were a couple of mitzvahs as we counted then. But the only new mitzvah that the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam count based in Voeschanan, the second Dibros, is the last one. The last one, at the end of Los Achmod, it says, Los Achmod Eishas Re'echa, V'lo Sis'ave Beis Re'echa, thou shalt not covet the wife of your friend, and you shall not be misave, desire the house of your friend. Sadehu, va'avdo, va'amaso, shor, va'chamor, v'cholosh alareyecha. Everything that belongs to your friends. This is the Isser of Losis Aveh, which is connected. Rashi says, Velos Sirog, quoting Onkelis, you shall not desire. Afu Lashon Chemda. This is also a Lashon of desire and coveting. So we'll have to talk about what the difference is between Losis Aveh and Los Achmon, which are connected Averis. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenimnanu Likvoa Machshavaseinu Lehisavos Machshabiyad Echad Miachinu B'nei Yisrael. We are forbidden to be koveya in our thoughts, a desire to have something that belongs to somebody else. This doesn't mean a fleeting thought. For a second, you know, we're human beings. So it can have for a second, oh, I wish, for a second. But what's the language? Likvoa machshavaseinu. To have it set. Meaning we have to try to overcome any little taiva that we have. Lefisha kfiyas ha-machshava betaiva al oso davar. Because the kfiya, if I set the machshava on something else that my friend has, yasiba lasos tachpula lakachas oso mimenu. It's going to lead me to take it from him. V'yafa pi shein ritzon lamachro. Even though he doesn't want to sell it to me. I'll badger him and beg him and do whatever I can until he sells it to me. O al yidei mekach o chalipin. Either through a sale or through a substitute. O bechazaka or by strength. Im lo nucha ben yinachar. Or I'll just throw money at him and grab it. Alzen Amar, based on this Isser, the first step, to be koveyed in my heart, that's the Isser of Losis Aveh Beis Re'echa. That's Losis Aveh. Losach mode, as we discussed a couple of years ago, in Yisro, that's different. That is what we might call step two. Stage two is when you finally force him to give it to you. Even though he gave it to you and he got money for it, that's Losach mode, as we'll talk about again soon. But this is two separate mitzvahs. And he quotes now, because of our Rambam Zal, She'ein shnei alavim she'ein Losach mode in Yisro and Losis Aveh here in Yin Echad. They are shnei in Yanim. There are two in Yanim. And the Rambam writes this, the Chinuch is quoting it for the Rambam, in Simon Reish, in Mitzvah Reish Samach Vav. What's the difference? Shalav Losach mode yimna enu milakachas b'shum tzad. Losach mode is when we finally bring the feeling to fruition. We force the guy. Come on, please, can I have it? And I annoy the guy so much that he finally gives in and he sells it to me. That's Losach mode. Bein bedamim, bein shlo bedamim. Whether he pays for it, whether I pay for it or not. Moshe kana zula seinu. Imeinenu chafetz lemkar oso davar. If the guy really didn't want to sell it and I convinced him, that is the Israel of Losach mode. V'lav zed de losisave. Yimna'enu afilo ataiva bo betoch libeinu. Losis Aveh is an even higher standard. An higher standard that it is just in my heart. I have to control that. Ki ima taiva yavo lehitchanein lo. Because if I have that taiva, I will want to plead in front of him. Ula hachbid alav. Lamochor lachlifalo bekliachar al kolpanim. V'yavo pisho echad me'elu alavim moshech es chaveiro. And even though these are two averis, one leads to the other one. Losis Ave. If Losis Ave is violated, that will lead to Los Achwa being violated. Still, Shnayim Yechashu B'chol Makom, but we're still going to count it as two separate mitzvos. V'harei Ataroa Achilik B'chei Beinam. Because you see the two different mitzvos. Right? This goes on the list of a Siyag D'Araisa. You're not allowed to even be Misave because it might lead to Los Achmod. Right? This is a Beferish. In the Rishonim, Los Hasaveh is even in the heart. If you violate Los Hasaveh, then it might come to, even worse, causing the person to give it to you. If you look in the Rishonim here, the Rishonim discusses as well. They say the same idea. If you look in the Ramban right here on the Pasuk says that the host of Bi or Bedibra Losach, Mot Shehikdem Aisha, Ba'avur, Ki Yetzer, why does it say Losach Mot, Eishes, and then Bias? It says, first comes the woman, Ki Yetzer Lev Adam Rami Nur of Be'isha Yosem and Akol, Ubiyar Ki Yikanis Bechlal Chemda Afilu Hataiva, Ki Yim Yis Avel Igzol Mechavero, Dovar Mikola Shalo, Volo Yuchalasos Kain, Ki Chavero Takif Mimenu. If you want it, you just can't have it because your friend's stronger than you. Oh, yesh bimkomo emas malchus, or there are laws that you can't violate? Over belavazeh. You're being held back, not in your control, but you really want it? That's an issu d'araisa of losis ava. This is such a higher standard than losachmod. If I control myself and don't act upon it, I'm not violating losachmod. But if it's still in my heart and I desire it, I am violating losachmod. Right, that is an important point. In the Tam Vadas, Rav Sternbach says, if you think about this isser, it's a very scary isser. It's very scary. I'm going to be held accountable, la'asilavo, not just for my actions, and not just for, let's say, heretical thoughts, that avodah zara thoughts, that you can understand. But just for desiring, my friend has a sports car, and I want the sports car. And I wish I could have it, but I just can't because I don't have enough money. Or that's an iser d'oraisa I'm going to be able to count for? Yes. Dvar me'elu musar haskel heim lanu. Ki beba yom pekuda. On the day of judgment, yie al ha'adam la'amo b'mishpat. A person will have to stand in judgment. V'litein din v'cheshbon l'fnei malko shel olam. He'll have to stand in din v'cheshbon in front of Hashem. Al kol machshav v'hirur. On every little thought. Ki Hashem Yisbarach Hayotzer Yachal Libam Mevin El Kol Maaseh Bnei Adam Umachshavosam Vein Davar Ne'ela Mimenu. There is nothing that is hidden from God. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows every one of our thoughts, and therefore this iser, today's iser of desiring something that belongs to somebody else, I never act upon it. I don't tell anybody about it. I keep it a secret. Still an iser d'oraisa. What do I have to do? I have to try to overcome and realize that it's not supposed to be mine. Maybe one could connect it to, as we just said, well, we can understand heretical thoughts, but this, maybe one could say, this is already bordering. If I desire something that I don't have, but if Hashem wanted me to have it, I would have it. If I don't have it, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that it's not good for me to have it. And that's how I have to step back and understand this mitzvah. Says the Chinuch now, the question that we're dealing with. V'yalta tamal omar, don't wonder and ask, how could God give a mitzvah or an avera regarding feelings, regarding thoughts? Okay, God can regulate our actions. We can be in control of our actions. I really want to do something, but if I control myself, I don't violate. That we can understand. But that Hashem should command on actions? Right, you could ask this anyway. You could ask this on Avas Hashem. You could ask this on Yiras Hashem. You could ask this. The Alta Tama Lomar. Eich yeh b'yado shel adam limnoa levavo mehatavos el otzer kol kli chemda sheyira b'rshus chaveiro. How could I not? How could I not? My friend has this. I want it. He has a piece of gorgeous furniture. He has a beautiful kitchen. He has a this. He has a that. He has ticket. Whatever it is, whatever. How could I control that? When it comes, there's an exception to this rule. Kenaso from Tar B'chachma. You don't even kind about how much Torah somebody knows and therefore be inspired to learn more, that's fine. That's not an avera. Kinas so from Tar B'chachma. But any other type, when we're talking about something in Gashmias, Vumi Kulam Reik V'Reikam, if I don't have anything, my friend has it, how can I control that thought? Eich Tavo Minia B'Torah B'Mashi Yevshel Olah Adam La'amod Olav V'Zez Adavar Eino Kein. So says the Chinuch, because we can control it. If we work on ourselves and we condition ourselves to know that whatever Hashem wants me to have, I have, then this mitzvah is within our power. And the fact that it's a mitzvah means that it's within our power. It's a famous thought of Yecheskel Abramsky. Yecheskel Abramsky once said, in Parshas Kisese, we have the mitzvah of Yefas Toar, which we'll get to by the Shem in next year sometime, when we talk about Yefas Toar. Parshas Kisese, what does the Torah say on Yefas Toar? Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzahara. The Torah knew that we wouldn't be able to control ourselves, so the Torah said, you know, I'll be moderate in certain circumstances. What do you see? However you understand that mitzvah, which we'll better talk about. But what do you see from that mitzvah? The Torah here says, it's uncontrollable, so I'll give you an out. Meaning every other situation in life, it is in our power. And we can do it. Like here, says the Chinuch, we could do it. V'lo yomro so, the only people who say that they can't control their taivas are zulasi atipshim haraim v'achatoyim benafshosam. Those who are foolish. Ki amnam biyada adam limnoa atzmo umachshavosav etavosav become mashayirtza. We could control it. We just have to work on ourselves very hard. Ubir shusov edaito laharchiku lekarev chefso b'cholot v'am kirtzo no. V'libo baser biyado. Our hearts are given over into our hands. Right? He doesn't say it, but the same question and mashal is given. Probably the most famous comment about this topic is in the Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra asked this question on Losach mode in Parshas Yisro. Thou shalt not covet. Asked the Eben Ezra, Rabim Chashvu. Losach mode. Anashim Rabim Yismuhu al Zos HaMitzvah. Many people wonder about this mitzvah. Eich ye adam shalo yachmo davar yafeh belibo komashu nechma lamarei nav. How do you explain this? How could a person control their coveting? He says, I'll give you a mashal. There's a villager. A little villager. He grew up in a little town. He never left the town. He was born in this town. He's probably going to die in this town. A little villager. All of a sudden, the queen is passing through town. The queen, the royal family, who owns all the villages all across the country. And there's a princess that's in the wagon that's going past. And the villager looks up at the princess. Is the villager really going to desire, in the world of reality, to want to marry that princess? He's a villager, and she's a princess. It's totally out of his reality. He doesn't have a realistic desire to marry the princess. It's not shayach. He says, ki yada, ki zeh lo yitachein, lo yachmon, ki hira, bas melech shi yafeh, lo yachmano sa belibo shi yishkov. Ima ki yada ki zeh lo yitachein v'yaltachshuv zeh hakafri shu ke'echam en ha'meshugayim she'yis'av v'shiyah lo knafayim lo fashamayim. Do we desire to have? We see a bird. It's a great mashal. We see a bird. Do we wish we have wings? Okay, maybe somebody. But most normal people realize they don't have wings. God didn't make me with wings. If God didn't give me wings, why? Because I'm a person. I'm not a bird. That's how we have to look at everything that we have. God didn't give me that car. God didn't give me that wife. God didn't give me that house. Anything. Why? Because that's not me. I'm me. I'm not them. That's what we have to think about it. We are not birds, so we don't have wings. We are not our friend. That's why we don't have everything that our friend has. So if we try to think of it, it's hard. But if we try to think of it in that way, says the Eben Ezra in Parshas Yisro, then it can be more meaningful and able for us. Vashem, continuing the chinuch now, Vashem Hashem lefanav niglu kol talumos, Hashem, who in front of him is revealed or all hidden thoughts. Chofes kol chadri vatin, roa kolayis valev, he knows how we try. He knows how we try, and we do our best. And then he says, a raya, that these two lavim, lo sachmon and lo sesave, are counted separately. Again, lo sachmon is, lo sesave is step one. I'm koveya, and I allow that desire to get strong in my heart. Lo sachmon is beyond that. Based on that, I go and I beg and I mooch and I keep asking my friend until they give it to me. And even if I pay them for it, I violate the Israel of Losach mode. How do you know there are two separate mitzvahs? He quotes the Mechilta, quotes the Medrash. Losach mode beis reyecha. Ulahalanu omer losis ave. Lechayev ala taiva bifnei atzmo, v'yalachimid bifnei atzmo. Right? There are two separate ones. Good. And then he says, Shorish mitzvah zeh yadua. Obviously, the shorish of this mitzvah is known. Why there's an isser against losach mode and losis ave. Ki erchakas ha-gezel mi-bein b'nei adam to'elas ha-kol va-seichel e-nemad b'davar. I don't have to explain this at length. There is a fascinating discussion, and we had this, again, a couple of years ago when we discussed losach mode, in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kolachomed Avdo, O Amaso, O Beso, the Caliph Shel Chaveiro, O Koldarvash Sheef Shalosh Yegneim Imenu. If I desire what my friend has, the Hichbid Olav Bereim, the Hifsirbo, and I use every way that I can try to convince him to give it to me. Let's say he has a ticket to some to a game. He has a ticket to anything. I really want it. Can I please have it? No, I really want to go. Can I please have it? Please, come on. I have his brother call him. And I have this. I try all my connections. And I beg him. And finally, at the end, he's like, fine. I'm sick of it already. Stop it. Okay, fine. Here, take it. Just pay me. I violated Lo Sachmon in that case. So, says the Rambam, Af al pi shenasa lo damim rabim. Hari ze over belo sase shenem lo sachmon. You violate Los Achmod. And then the Rambam adds the next line. Ve'ein lokan alav zeh, mipnei she'ein bo maisa. But you don't get malchus for Los Achmod, because it's lalav she'ein bo maisa. Ask the Ravid, what is the Rambam talking about? Ein bo maisa? What are you talking about ein bo maisa? And the other he's shown him. Lo sisaveh, our mitzvah doesn't have a maisa, it's all believe. But Los Achmod, what the Rambam just say? You don't violate until the guy sells it to you. So it isn't a maisa. Why don't you get malchus for that? So explain a number of the achronim that at root the Rambam must believe that lo sachmod is very close to lo sisaveh. Lo sisaveh, though, is step one, allowing it into my heart. Lo sachmod is also at root an iser shebelev. But the question is, how far did you allow it to get into your lave? If you allowed it to get into your lave so far that you went as far as to get it from the other person, that's a shear in the Isser Shebelev. That's not an action that's needed per se, but that's just a shear in the Isser Shebelev. That is the pshat of the Rambam, which puts Lo Sachmon much closer to Lo Sisaveh. If you look in the Stifler, in the Birchas Peretz in Yisro, he says, L'char hayenir lomar, the gam ba'alav de Lo Sachmon, ikar avera hi achimut shebelev, kidechsev Lo Sachmon, shu inyan tishuka v'ratzon. It's all about desiring. Raksha shir hachemda sheyesh bo azhara. But what's included in Los Achmod? Hi chemda kezu shehevia lidei totsaot shel hasogas hadavar. You went so far as the guy gave it to you. But that's not needed per se because it's a yesh bo maisa. It's just that that's the measurement of how far you have allowed it to get into your heart. So that is an important Rambam calling it a lav she'ein bo Maisa. And Rav Hirsch, one other ha'ara here, Rav Hirsch says the idea, the fact that there's a mitzvah of Lo Sisaveh, an aver of Lo Sisaveh, shows and reflects the divinity of the Torah. Who else could give an avera that has to do with thoughts and feelings? A human king could give Lo Sachmod or Lo Signo where it's based on actions. But what kind of lawgiver could regulate and mandate your feelings? Only a God, Kaddish Baruch Hu. It is just this Lo Sachmon and Lo Sisaveh which sets the seal of God on the Decalogue. A mortal lawgiver could also have decreed, thou shalt not murder. Right? Any human being could make those laws. But if you look at any constitution of any country, probably you're not allowed to kill is on there. But thou shalt not covet? Only God could forbid. He alone could test the heart and kidneys. Before him, not only deeds, but thoughts and inclinations are manifest. Men could only forbid crimes, and where necessary, bring committed crimes before their tribunals. But the hearth, the real breeding place and birthplace of crimes, keeps beyond their cognition. Right? Man, human beings cannot regulate anything in the heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu! He could say Lo Sisaveh. So this, today's Isser, is one which reflects the emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah. Weiter, he has one other point which is important for, we've mentioned this many times, but it's right here. This Isser applies always to men and women. Gam kol b'nei ha'olam mechuyavin ba. All people are obligated in Lo Sisaveh, meaning even b'nei Noach. Even non-Jews are forbidden. Lefi why? Shlefi shehi anaf lemitzvas gezel. Shehi achas ben hashev mitzvah shenestav olam kol b'nei ha'olam. It's connected to gezel. Aye, doesn't it say there are only seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach? Says the Chinuch, seven categories of mitzvahs b'nei Noach. But there are many, many mitzvahs b'nei Noach. included in Gezel is Gezela and Geneva on the Sachmod and Losis Aviv v'chu. It's all counted as one mitzvah for Goyim, for non-Jews. But they're included. Avodah Zarah, there are 15 mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah. Arayos, there are 20 arayos that non-Jews are mechuyavos in. It's only counted as one. Sheva mitzvos v'enoch means seven categories of mitzvos. Ki be'emes, she'osan sheva hein ke'ein klalos. Those seven are general categories, like they're like avos. Avo yish b'hem pratim harbe. But there are many details. Kamo shema atamotzi b'isra arayos. Like you find by Arayos, Nechshav lahem derech klala mitzvah achas, v'yishba pratim, the isser of a mother, and the sister of an aunt, and the isser of eishes ish, and eishes av, and homosexuality, and bestiality. Non-Jews are all mechuyavos in that. But it's all one mitzvah, it's all Arayos. V'chein in yavod azara, kula nechshav lahem mitzvah achas, v'chulu v'chulu. Aye, why are Jews obligated in them separately? That's what he says. Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lizakos is Yisrael. Hashem wanted to give us more mitzvos. So he made every detail into its own mitzvah. But many of these are obligatory on non-Jews too. And that's what he says. This is one of those. Losis Aveh, which is related. It's like a fence law to Gezel. Non-Jews are also obligated in. The overall Zeh, finishing up. If somebody violates and allows a serious thought of taiva to enter his heart, over all of that, violates this isser, no malchus, because it's a lav sheim b'maisa, but no choke al doma od, because this leads to many other averis. Okay, there's a lot of lemaisa tshuvas about this as well. Just remember, Rav Sternbach has a tshuva where he discusses, what about for somebody else? Is there an isser of losachma losesave where you go to bat for somebody else? You want to get somebody for something for somebody else? Or the Horus Nasa, Rasa Gestetner has a tshuva. In Mutter Leben Nasui, a married son wants to ask the father for money, but he knows that the mother is going to be very upset about this. Is there an Isser of Losis Aveh? Lemaisa context. In any case, this is the first Isser of Voes Chanan. This is the only mitzvah that's added on in the second Aseres HaDibros. And Be'ez Hashem, next time, we pick up with the mitzvahs of Shema. What's on deck? Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, Talmud Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah. All these mitzvahs are coming up right here in Parshas Vayeschanan. Okay, we'll stop here.